Blog Talk Radio.
Summertime in the wintertime, the perfect time to put the top down on the rock. Cruising for malls that ain't filled up with these long lines. It's palm trees, feel the breeze, but the day and night. Everybody trying to buy like it's Black Friday, like they don't mind. But this is the season for giving. But California living makes it that much better, right? I was on the East Coast for a year. Ain't no way you see me on the beach this time of year. But now I'm back home, Santa Claus hat sipping on my dome. West Coast, that's the throne, oversee it like a drone. Yeah, but the city ain't all I know. Class canceled cause there's snow back at Howard, I would know. But this is my California, hey. And this is Christmas around my way. Life's a beach or Christmas vacation. Them little kids racing up and down the block in they new Reeboks or Air Jordan. No ice for them to slip on. Put the mistletoe under the door in the front. You want to step foot in.
What's up, everyone, and thank you for tuning in on Stardom 100 Radio with your host, none other than Tanisha Davis. I'm super excited because today we have a very, very special, funny guest. Mr. YouTube sensation, social media sensation, just really, really funny guy. So I'm excited to have him on, none other than Philip Hutchman. Philip, are you on the line?
Yeah. You already know who
hey.
It is. I'm here.
I love when you do that little laugh.
Oh, it's crazy.
So how are you today?
Oh, good. It's crazy because that laugh, I heard my dad do that laugh a long time ago, and then for some reason, like, me and my brother, we just like, locked in on it, and we used to do it every now and then I started doing it very often, and then now it's like, it's how I laugh in real life. I didn't even try to do it like that.
Oh, man, that is so funny, like, watching your videos, and every time, like, it's like a signature. When you do that, it just makes the video more funny. So it's like, oh, man.
I don't even be trying no more.
It's just natural talent. That's what it is. It's natural talent. And you all have been at this, like, you've been at this for a long time, like, you all started making videos what, around 2009 or something?
Yeah, I was 19. Well, no, 18, 19, around that age. Wait. Maybe it was 16. I don't know. I was little though. I was a little kid. Like 10
years
ago. Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, now it's you and your brother. We're doing the skits. So how many? Are you all together? Do you have any siblings?
My dad had 8 sons.
Wow.
And, yes, and I'm the youngest out of all of them. So, yeah, it's like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whose idea was it to start making the videos? Like, was someone telling you, like, hey, you all are really, really funny. Y'all need to start doing these videos. Like, who came up with the idea?
All of my brothers goofy. My dad, he's goofy. My mama, she's like a realist, and so she be keeping it real. You know how people laugh at people that just keep it real all the time. So she keep it real all the time. My dad, all he used to do is prank people and be goofy. And so all of us are, you know, kind of funny, you know. And so two of my older brothers, they did videos, and me and the Maywood were at the house, and they called called my brother and they said, like, hey, y'all do these, do a video response to us. So they was making videos, and my brother came in there. It's funny because at the beginning, I didn't think I was funny at all. My brother was like, let's make these videos, and I just get on them. And I didn't even realize my value to the video. I was like, man, I ain't even funny. Like, I wasn't even really interested in doing it. But he was like, let's do these videos. And we started doing them, and then it just took off from there. Yeah,
wow.
So, yeah, it was just
Okay. I like the. I know you all like y'all have been doing it for a while, but like when the She Ratchet Ransom Anthem, I'm sorry, She Ratchet Anthem came out, like it just went viral. Like you know, like who was that something based off of personal experiences? Like how did y'all come up with that song? Because it was like it just went crazy.
Well, my brother really was the mastermind behind that. He wrote it. And then, like, he wrote the song, and then he just came. He called me and to be on the ad lib. So, you know, like I said at the beginning, he was like, let's do these videos. So he wrote out a verse to it, and he said, get on the ad libs, and I did because he had already asked all the questions, and I was really supposed to be on. He asked me if I wanted to be on that one. I was like, nah, you go ahead and take care of that one. And then that one went viral. And then Ratchet Girl Anthem, he had wrote that one. And he said, get on the ad-libs. And I got on the ad-libs to that. And, you know, that video just went viral. It really kind of set the tone for what we had going on, you know, YouTube and all that stuff like that. It was fun. Like I said, I didn't realize the impact that I would have or, you know what I'm saying, what about, you know what I'm saying, me, that was just particularly funny. But we just kept doing it, and I come to realize, okay, I see where I add, what I can add, and I can see when I bring it to the table and what people see, what people notice about me that's funny.
Yeah, like, you are extremely funny. It's like it's a natural talent, and the creativity behind the videos that you do is just like it's I would say more so you say what people are thinking to say, you know, but they don't say it, you know, and that's what makes it funny. It's like, wow, did he really just, you know, so I love the creativity of your work.
Yeah, that's what we started. We always try to be original with our things. Like, it's so much stuff on the internet and there's so many people doing this, that, and the third, but what we try to do is we try to come up with original content and original thoughts, like what we were saying in that moment, like what would I particularly say in this moment, and like to take different situations. It's just, it's crazy because like nowadays it's like every time, like my mind is racing so much, like I'm absorbing like everything that's around me. It's like, okay, that's funny, or you know what I mean? I never thought about it that way. I hear somebody saying something, it's like, oh, that's funny, and I branch off of it. And, so it's just like I'm getting inspired by everything that I look around at and everything I'm hearing nowadays. And so it's weird because people will see me, I'll be rehearsing, and like, because I have to rehearse it before I do it. And so it looks like I'm talking to myself because, you know, I play all the characters in my skits. So it's like you can find me in the middle of nowhere. I just be talking to myself. My daughter, she'll be looking at me like I'm crazy. She's like, Dad, are you practicing? I was like, yeah, I'm practicing. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a crazy experience. Like, yeah, I'll be making the videos, but I'll be in the middle of, in public, just talking to myself. And it looked weird until I put the video together.
Right. Man, so what has the, like, when you all just, when everything just started taking off for you, like, what was the reaction of, like, your family and friends? Were they shocked or, you know, were they like, well, we already knew, you know, this is going to take off for you all?
Well, we didn't know. It was, we took everything how it came. Like, we just started doing stuff. We didn't expect for none of it to blow up and nothing like that. And my brothers, like, they weren't shocked. They just, because it was just a natural thing. And Emmanuel, he used to act in high school. And he was always an entertainer. Me, like I said, I just came into it. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I was just doing something. And so everybody, there was nobody shot in the situation. All of our friends and stuff like that, we always been, like, witty and things like that. Because it happened overnight, really. We dropped these videos and mm-hmm. just went viral. So we didn't have, like, we didn't really have time to be shot. Like, it was just, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? We just dropped it and it just went viral. And it's like, I mean, we always play it cool. We always take stuff and we don't think it's a big deal. We always just, you know, just do what we do and just roll with it. We just been blessed. God blessed us. So we just roll with the punches. We always
yes.
knew we was going to be doing something great.
Okay. What has this overall experience, you know, taught you the most about yourself?
This overall experience has taught me that being honest in this world could either make you or break you. Because some people like, you know, they can't handle the truth or things like that. The comedian's
mm-hmm.
thing about it is, like, we say a lot of honest things, but it's taken lightly because, you know, people laugh at it, but we say some honest things, and sometimes you can offend a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? But you can
right.
be saying something that's, like, just totally fact, and, you know, it can offend some people, and a lot of people will appreciate you doing that, but at the same time, a lot of people, you know, turn their nose up at it, you know, things like that, and, you know, being real, you know, some people can't take. Other people can, and it's just interesting to see, like, how people absorb, you know, honesty. And it just taught me that regardless,
mm-hmm.
you got to keep it honest and keep it original. And what's going to be for you is going to be for you. And, you know, blessings are going to keep coming just as long as you just stay true to yourself and true to what you believe in.
Right. I like that you talked about, you know, how sometimes, like, people can, you know, get offended by comedy. And just in your opinion, like, what are your thoughts about what's been trending in the media with the Kevin Hart issue, if you feel like speaking on it?
Yeah, it's just, it's like, I mean, you don't want to, it's the world is sensitive. You don't want to offend people and things like that. So you got to be careful about what you say, especially if you're in the limelight. But, you know, you don't want to offend nobody. And it's a sensitive world, so it's like it's hard. Not he was basically what I mean. If he say she say, you know, I don't know what point of view he was coming from, but obviously it was when his earlier times in his his career,
right.
And he really didn't know. He didn't really know what he was gonna get. He was just speaking his mind on his beliefs, and you know what I'm saying, how he felt about the situation. But him being honest, you know, you know, really, it was some backlash against it. You know, people couldn't take that because he was offending somebody, and it was a negative. He just caught some negative feedback on it, but he was just speaking his mind. You know, everybody has, you know, their opinion on things and how they foresee their life turning out and what they feel like is good or bad for them. But once you put it out into, and you have a lot of people looking at you, you got to realize you're going to impact a lot of people. You know what I mean? A lot of people ain't going to go for some of the things you believe in, but. You know, he said it, and then he apologized for it, you know what I mean? And that was a long time ago, and you see how they just bring stuff
right.
up. People will just bring stuff up just
exactly.
to, you know, just to, I don't know, it's the enemy. It's just for no reason, you know, like you say, he
yeah.
already apologized. But, you know how it is. I don't really get too much into, you know, the media and what's going on in other people's lives and things like that. I mean, I just so happened to hear about that one. And I've been in that situation before. Like, my brother and I, we've been in situations like that where they say, watch what you say, or you're going to lose this, or you're going to lose that, this, that, and the third. It's kind of
yeah.
like, well, you know, that's what I'm saying. Your honesty can make you or break you, you know?
Right. And it's comedy. You know, when it comes to comedy, jokes, you know, I don't understand why people do get sensitive about certain things. It's, you're there at a comedy show to laugh, you know, so you don't really come there wearing your feelings on your shoulder. So,
right.
But, hey, you know, it's just really crazy. You have, like, you've been doing a lot of little music lately, which you've been doing it, but, you know, but You got like the new song Get In, Get Out, or like what was the idea behind that song?
Well, so I actually started off writing poetry and things like that. My brother, he started off rapping. A lot of people don't know in 2009 came out with a mixtape, so he started off rapping as well. So we both started off as writers and just, you know, writing serious music mm-hmm. and things like that. I used to write poetry, so it's always been something that I've been, you know, just doing just in my spare time. And so with Get In, Get Out, it's just showing, again, like, you can't get sucked up into the game and how they feel and this, that, and the third. You got something to do. You need to get in, take care of your business, and get out. You don't want your mind to stay, you know, wrapped up in what the nonsense and all the opinions and things about the game. You just want to go take care of your business and get out. And it was just a fun. Big C made the beat. I went and sat down and made the beat with him, and it was just the bass line of it. Just it's like it basically wrote itself, the song, and it was basically about me entering the rap game, and you know what I'm saying, being an impact, and you know, and still being able to remove myself from all of it, you know, and not get wrapped up and just do my thing, and don't mind my business. You know, I'm just here, you know, to get in, do what I gotta do. Don't feed in too much of who I am. Just enjoy my music, you know, get in, and I'm gonna get out, you know what I'm saying? It's not that I'm not here to be, you know, wrapped up or pulled on by anybody. I'm just here to do my job, you know.
Okay. I love that. So you not looking into making it, you know, something serious as far as a music career, or you just having fun?
Well, it's always fun. I mean, I always want to make sure I'm having fun, and that's the key thing about it too. You want to make sure you just doing it for fun, because it's art. It is not supposed to be calculated
mm-hmm.
too much. It's supposed to be just do whatever you feel, put it out. So definitely, you know what I'm saying? I just want the world to get a little bit more acquainted with me, you know what I'm saying, who I am and like my natural talent. So yeah, definitely I'm going to be dropping songs more frequently, more content, more serious music, if you will. But if you listen to the songs, I'm doing quotations, air quotations, the comedic songs me and my brother do, we're actually like portraying mm-hmm. real situations, you know what I mean, talking about real life stuff, and it just happened to be funny topics, but, you know, it's real music, you know, it's real. We really put painting a picture for people about this how it is. And so, yeah, it's going to be much more music coming out from me, and just me being myself, period, just offering everything that I have. Like, why not, you know what I mean? Why not take it there? Because I have the ability to do that, so...
Yeah, I
got a video
coming out. Okay, I'm looking forward to it because I went and I downloaded the song, and well, when I saw you share it, I was like, oh man, it's a dope beat. So I was like, yeah, let me go download this song, and I really like it, and looking forward to the video. You said you're gonna do a video, so I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Appreciate it.
Now, outside of your comedy, you are like an amazing father. We see you sharing the photos, you know, and how has that experience just, you know, being a father, how has fatherhood been for you?
It's been, at first, when she's younger, I really didn't understand. Like, it was just, I have a daughter, and, you know, it's automatic. I'm got to be there for her. It's like, I knew it. Like, when her mom was pregnant, I already knew that she was coming, so it was no big surprise. Okay, I got through it. I had 9 months to get my head right, but understand that, you know, okay, I'm going to have a kid. So it was just like I knew this day was going to come. I knew you were going to be here. Really, I've been taking everything as it comes, learning new things, and just noticing how, you know, how true love is. You know, my daughter, she's gonna love me regardless, no matter what. She has no, like,
mm-hmm.
it taught me that she has nothing else to do but to love me. She has no other action but to love me, just due to the circumstances. And it's like, and it's just a physical representation of how the world is and who we are and who is God called us to be in God's grace.
Right.
Because, you know, she's going to love me regardless. And, you know, and she's the physical representation of my actions and the sum of my actions. And she's going to be everything that, you know what I'm saying, being in your child's life is like you really do have the immediate touch on them, immediate insight on how they view life. And so it's very, very delicate. It's a delicate situation because my daughter, not saying that all kids aren't smart, but she has the ability just to absorb, and she don't even know what the stuff means, but she can tell you what you're saying, like, but she doesn't know. But she has the ability to put two and two together. So it's like, you know, as she gets older, you know, it's getting more critical that we're feeding her with her mom, and I are feeding her with the not only the choices in life, but the consequences that come with them. Because people forget that, you know, that consequences will come, and they look at a situation like, how do I end up in this situation? Well, you know the decisions that you made. You know what I mean? And it's like,
right.
But at the end of the day, I look at it, you can't be too hard on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because my daughter, she doesn't know anything, but I expect her to know things. I expect her to do it, but, you know, I can't be too hard on her because, you know, for one, she's my daughter, and she's doing everything that I'm showing her. So you got to have a little bit more compassion for people, and, you know, have a little bit more grace, you know, and forgive people because, you know, we all still are out here learning. Like my daughter taught, we all still out here growing, and we don't know everything, but we try to act like we do. You know what I'm saying? But we just have to be patient with ourselves and the people around us, you know what I mean? And but at the same time, not tolerate nonsense, because my daughter is she's smart, so I have a leeway of saying, okay, I'm not going to tolerate certain things, because I know for a fact that you know what's going on. So she's smart. She get it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I like that you're, like, practicing that with your daughter and installing that knowledge in her at a young age, because she's going to need it for this world. You know, this world that sometimes can be like a vulture. You know, you got to be prepared for whatever. So I like that you're teaching her while she's young, you know, so when that time comes, you know, she'll know how to handle it. And it's so important to have fathers in their kids' lives, you know, especially young girls, you know, so that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No problem. So, like, what advice would you have for, like, because there's so much going on social media now. Social media is, like, the biggest platform as far as getting exposure, recognized, and so forth like that. What advice would you have for someone that's trying to get started, whether they're pursuing comedy, acting, anything? Because you were on Insecure on HBO. Like, what advice would you give to that person? Because, because, you know, like, we're always trying to compare ourselves. You know, a lot of people are trying to compare themselves. Like, this person blew up, this person, you know. What advice would you give that person?
Any advice I would give people, is just to, like, be original, you know. You can innovate, try to innovate, you know, things ain't nothing new on the sun, but try to be as original as possible. Don't take too much advice from people, just try to remain original, like, have a new thought. Don't just ride coattails and things like that, be it. Just come up with original content and just stick to it. Like, if this is what you want to do, make sure it's something that you would do for free. That way, you know, you're not trying to, you won't taint your creativity because, you know, this is you. And don't look to blow up. Don't just look to blow up. If you're going to blow up, you're going to blow up. Regardless, no matter how good you are at what you do, if you're meant to blow up, you're going to blow up. Sometimes people are not meant to blow up. They'll just look to, you know, be a light to someone, but not to blow up. Some people are just realize that they don't blow up, they're not making an impact. Yes, you are. Just the fact that you're being consistent and that you're treating people right, you know what I mean, and not doing extra stuff to blow up. You're actually treating people right and fairly and things like that. You're going, what's meant for you is meant for you. And it's like, you have a lot of people with followers and stuff on Instagram and different things, but that doesn't mean nothing.
especially, and even if you do get the money, if you're not helping anybody, if you're not helping the situation that's bigger than you, it doesn't mean anything. You're going to come to find that on a lot of later down the line, even if you do blow up, but you're not doing it for the right reasons, you're going to understand that, you know what I'm saying, there's a bigger picture. So it's like your bigger picture starts right now. Like, it's already here. If you want to do something, just do it. That's 70% of success, just doing it, completing it. Like, once you complete something, it's successful. No matter how many people look at it, it's between you and your personal relationship with God, you know what I'm saying, and a job well done because you completed it, no matter what. You know, complete what you start. If it's a project, each stepping stone is a completion. You have to complete little goals, and then until you can't tell the little goals from the big goals. You just can't tell because they're all baby steps, in a sense. You couldn't even tell that this was a big step for you because you've been taking steps your whole life. So it's like, it's all going to blend in. You won't even be able to tell the difference when you're doing it right. Success is completion, and it's just, and that's all it is. And what have you done? Sometimes people start stuff, and then it don't go as big as they wanted to, and they quit. And it's like,
right,
you can't do that because you have to stay at it. You have to just stay at it because it makes you feel good. Everybody know when you complete something, that's the best feeling in the world. That's the best sense of peace because
you
discover something. And you got to the bottom of it, and you at peace with that situation because you saw it through. I mean, at least your point of view of it, you saw it through, and that's the biggest thing. Always remember that it's bigger than you. Even when at the small steps, it's always bigger than you. And just remain original. Don't take too much advice from nobody. That's my biggest piece of advice. Don't take too much advice. And it's like, and that's how you remain humble in a situation. That's how you remain original. That's how you remain an individual. Just, you know, just don't feed too much into what you see. Just do your thing.
Excellent advice. I like that. Now, coming up in 2019, what upcoming projects do you have? Like, will we see you on more television shows? Like, what else do you have coming up?
To be honest, I was on Insecure, and that thing totally came out of nowhere. Like, they just hit me up on they hit my email, and they say that they wanted me to be on the show. I read something where he said, like, it was me and a couple of more comedians. So we were some of her favorite comedians on the internet. So it was just a total out of nowhere thing. Like, yeah, it was just totally out of nowhere, and it just came from me just doing what I do, you know what I'm saying, putting out my type of content, and it just so happened to appeal to the producers over there, mm-hmm. Insecure, and so I was just on the show like that. I couldn't even tell you how I did it. I don't know how. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't do it twice, basically. So in 2019, I'm just looking for more experiences like that, natural experiences, like my work, you know, being more consistent with what I do. I don't have any big things to tell you right now, or, you know, well, things I can disclose right now, but just expect mm-hmm. me to, you know, stay true to who I am. You know, a lot of people looking at me, and they always want to know what the next big thing. They're anxious for me to be somewhere else. I'm just doing my mm-hmm. thing, and I just want to be, I guess, I want to be more open to my fans and the people that's watching me and that believe in me. That even if I don't have to go any further with what I do, they respect who I am, you know, and the impact that I'm making is tremendous. I guess that's my DM letting me know that I'm doing enough, you know, and I'm crossing bridges when I come to them, and you know. When the opportunity presents itself, you're going to see me. I like to work in silence anyway. I like to be surprised. Like, I didn't even tell people that I was going to be on Insecure. I just let it happen. I just like, if you like, I like for people, you know what I'm saying, to the bottom, and, you know, and just to see my journey and just like, okay, you know what I'm saying, I seen where he was going there. I seen, and I'm just content with who I am right now and just appreciate what I got to offer.
Yeah.
So 2019, you know, just expect me to be even more who I am, and just, you know, consistency, and just the sky's the limit. I can't really. I just know blessings is around the corner and they ain't walking distance. So if you was around, then, just stay tuned, you know, and you'll see.
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to keep my eye on you as far as your comedy and everything that you have that God is bringing your way. I've enjoyed the journey just watching you from you and your brothers on up. You know, I've been a fan of your work, so I'm looking forward. I was excited myself. I was like, oh, my goodness, he's on Instagram. You know, I was like, okay, do your thing. So, you know, I'm really happy to see direction you're going. So really quick, can you tell listeners, your fans, how they can keep up with you on social media and also your music, how they can go about downloading your music on iTunes?
Well, I go by, it's crazy because when this all popped off, like I didn't realize how, you know, like when I was making social media and things like that, I was putting a different name for each social media. And so I have a whole bunch of different aliases. My name is Philip Hutch. Look that up on Google or whatever and all of that. I don't know, hopefully I pop up on Google. But on Instagram, type in Philip Hutchin, on Twitter, Philip Hutchin. I go by Lampo on Instagram. That's my Instagram name. It's a funny, long story. How I came up with that name, not really a big deal, but Lampo on Instagram. I go by Philip Benjamin is my rap name. You know, it's my full name is Philip Benjamin Hudson. So if you want to look for me on iTunes or Spotify, I go by Philip Benjamin. Look out for more music coming real soon. Again, I got Get In, Get Out. It's out right now on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, all of that good stuff. Video coming soon for that. Philip Hudson, filling myself on Twitter, PHILL, and myself, still got that going on Twitter. Just expect more music coming. Again, iTunes, Get In, Get Out right now. My first song on iTunes, but go ahead, check that out. You know, I'm going to start a whole new movement with that. And stay tuned.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time out your day to be on the show with me. Really enjoyed all the information that you shared. I'm sure listeners enjoyed everything that you had to share, those who have been following you for years. So really huge fan of your work. Thank you so much for being on
the
show with me today. Thank you. And for everyone that's listening, be sure to go follow Stardom 100 Radio on iHeart. Download the app, follow Stardom 100 Radio on iHeart. Thank you so much, Philip, and you have an awesome day.
You too. Thank you.
Oh.